ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय दौर्भाग्यनात्मनो लोके विशुता दुर्भगेति सा या तुष्टा रजर्षये तु वृद्धा तत्पुरवे वरम्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. The daughter of time, Jara, was very unfortunate. Consequently, she was known as Durbhaga, ill-fated. However, she was once pleased with a great king, and because the king accepted her, she granted him a great benediction. Purport. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Sabha Sukha Bhagal, all kinds of happiness disappear in old age. Consequently, no one likes old age or Jara. Thus Jara, or as the daughter of time, is known as a most unfortunate daughter. She was, however, at one time accepted by a great king, Yayati. Yayati was cursed by his father-in-law Shukracharya to accept her. When Shukracharya's daughter was married to King Yayati, one of her friends named Sharmishta went with her. Later King Yayati became very much attached to Sharmishta, and Shukracharya's daughter complained to her father. Consequently, Shukracharya cursed King Yayati to become prematurely old. King Yayati had 5 youthful sons, and he begged all his sons to exchange their youth for his old age. No one agreed except the youngest son, whose name was Puru. Upon accepting Yayati's old age, Puru was given the kingdom. And it is said that 2 of Yayati's other sons, being disobedient to their father, were given kingdoms outside of India, most probably Turkey and Greece. The purport is that one can accumulate wealth and all kinds of material appliances, but during old age one cannot enjoy them. Although Puru attained his father's kingdom, he could not enjoy all the opulence, for he had sacrificed his youth. One should not wait for old age in order to become Krishna conscious. Due to the invalidity of old age, one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness, however opulent he may be materially. So, Narada Muni is continuing to speak to King Prachina Bharishat about one king, Puranjana, actually referring to the king himself, to King Prachina Bharishat, and for the matter of fact to all the human beings who are in this world, and especially for those who are in the Grihasthasham, so also referring to them. So, even though being in Krishna consciousness, so we have to accept the fact that the body is getting older, and that it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that so the miseries are there of this material world of birth, disease, old age, and then death. Although being devotees, so we are conscious of the fact that we are not this body, and that we belong to Krishna, and that very soon we will be able to rejoin Krishna in the spiritual world, but at the same time we are still conditioned, we are still in this material body, and so we have to also accept the fact that diseases are there, and even though we may tolerate and we have to tolerate, but sometimes it becomes a little difficult to execute our duties or to remember Krishna, to engage in devotional service. Similarly, in old age it becomes more difficult to perform sometimes devotional service. And so therefore, it is advised at a certain point, we should, after being in the Grihastha Ashram at the age of 50, one should renounce everything. It is mentioned one should take sannyas, but if that is not possible, then we may enter into Vanaprastha Ashram, and then that means to give up all responsibilities of this material world. Even as a Grihastha, for example, having a position in this world, or taking care of the family, so after 50 one has to, slowly but surely, one has to become detached from these things, and be engaged in the most important activity of remembering Krishna and chanting especially the holy names, which is the Yuga Dharma. Of course, as devotees, even though we are in the household ashram or we are engaged in spiritual activities in this world, according to Vana Ashram, so because Krishna is in the center, so we get some transcendental happiness and we are getting purified, and so in this way, so we are actually properly situated. And even we know, as Mahaprabhu says, Naham Viprana Chan Narabadiana Pivaishana Shudro, Naham Varinacha Gabadiana Vasatyarva, Kintu Prodyan Nikola Paramananda Panamaniptabdeer, Gopi Bhattabhagama, Das Das Anadasaha. That I'm not a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra or Brahmana, nor am I a sannyasi, vanaprasti or grihasta or brahmachari, but I'm simply the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So we are completely different from this material body, from the gross body and the subtle body. So, but the thing is that we have to practically realize, not just theoretically. So there's jnana and there's vijnana. So to get jnana, it is not so difficult. By reading the scriptures, hearing from the spiritual master and the great personalities, and by one's own intelligence, by the presence of the super soul who is guiding us also, so we have the knowledge that we are not this body. But then the thing which is a little more difficult is the realization, the vijnan. Actually, maybe 30 years ago when I came here, 32 years ago, Sisi Goni Tai Ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram Ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Ki. So, yeah. So I came here and I had a desire to learn Hindi also, and it was Prabhupada's instruction that all those who are from the West, they should actually learn the language if they are staying here, and then they may present the philosophy to others in the Hindi language, and that will be very impressive to the Indian community, to the Indian people. And so I thought, let me study the Hindi language, and so I picked up one Hindi book and one English book. So Beyond Birth and Death. Janma Mrityu Se Pare. So and I started reading the Hindi and the English, comparing and having a dictionary and having one book, Hindi self-taught in 1 month. So, and then I studied, and in the first page, I still remember now because I learned from that book, and because it is very significant, Prabhupada is explaining that the first step in spiritual life is to understand that we are not this body. So we have to have this knowledge. But then Prabhupada was writing also, truly, but it is not so easy to realize. So jnana, one has knowledge, and then vijnana, that is the realization. So we have to practically realize that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul, Satchidananda Swarup. Of course, that comes hand in hand with realization of the spiritual form of Krishna, the Satchidananda Swarup of Krishna. Even though we may have the deity here, Sisi Goni Tai Ki, Krishna Balaram Ki, Radha Shama Sundar Ki, very beautiful deities, most beautiful deities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Adabhut Rup, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shama, so beautiful, most beautiful. And so, and we are also knowing that these deities are actually made of marble. So and some deities are made of wood, some of stone, some of sand, some of jewels, some of metals. But we know that these are not just marble deities now, but these are not different from Krishna, Satchidananda Swarup. Krishna and Golok Vrindavan, in one purport, Prabhupada was writing, Krishna and Golok Vrindavan, Krishna in the deity form, Krishna in the heart, and Krishna in the holy names, there are none difference. So Satchidananda Swarup is there. So that we have to try to realize. So there's Jnana and there's Vijnana. So how we come to Vijnana? There's a process, the padati. There's a process how we can realize. And that is known as Abhideya Jnana, the process of devotional service. Performing devotional service under the instructions of the spiritual masters and according to the instructions or the guidelines of the Vedic literatures, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the books given by the Goswamis, following of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then especially, of course, by chanting the holy names, especially the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So, ultimately the most important activity is chanting the holy names. Prabhupada has explained in one purport also, that actually chanting the holy names is enough for liberation. But just to engage the conditioned souls who cannot just simply chant the holy names, have created this society so that they can engage in so many activities, the devotees. But the most important activity remains chanting the holy names. Just like we worship the deities, so at the same time we chant many mantras in which the names of Krishna are there. And we also chant the Maha Mantra. Like we chant some mantras for purification. Because on the altar, if you want to serve the deities, you must be on the spiritual platform. Then only can serve Krishna with Satchidananda Swarup. So there's a process of doing achman and then chanting some mantras, then chanting swasti vachan. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyati Surya Divya Vachaksu Radhanam Dattyutthaya Bindu Jayagrivam Sahasamindare Vishnu Yat Paramam Param. And then always after chanting some mantra, we chant, Om Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Om Svasino Govinda, Svasino Chutnanto, Svasino Vasare Vishuddhatu. That is known Svasti mantra, Svasti Vachan. Everything becomes auspicious. Bhagya. Here we see Durbhagya, old age. Durbhagya, misfortune. But when we chant the holy names, and chant these mantras, worship the Lord, remember the Lord, then everything becomes auspicious, svasti, or bhagyena, bhagyavan. One becomes bhagyavan, one becomes fortunate by chanting the holy names and worshipping the Lord under the guidance of the spiritual master. And then one can realize one's spiritual nature as the eternal servant of Krishna. Then one can realize the form of Krishna, Satchidananda Swarup. And one can realize our relationship with Krishna and then perform devotional service on that platform, on the spiritual platform. And at that time, then one is not so much affected by this old age, jara. Although still, we will be affected to some extent. Even myself, I have practical experience. So, my body is now also over 50. And I can feel that now it is a little more difficult to do certain things. And the brain is also not working as good as it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Before I used to chant many mantras and now I'm forgetting already the mantras unless I recite them every day. So the body is deteriorating, even as a devotee. But when you are on the transcendental platform, when you are properly situated and fully engaged, then you can transcend, and then you get some transcendental bliss in serving Krishna. And Krishna, who is there, sarvasya cham ridi sanavisto matta smriti jnanam apanam cha. So he's giving remembrance. He's giving remembrance. So and somehow we can still continue and do something, but at the same time we have to accept, and we are realizing that old age is there, and it is a little more difficult. Isn't it, Prabhu? You are also in old age. Is it a little more difficult? Much more. You, Prabhuji? Is it more difficult now than 20 years ago? Yeah, it is more difficult now. So everyone here, you are much younger here now. So, but you will have to face that also. So therefore we should try to make as much advancement as possible when we are young. And not think, okay, like in India, sometimes you go for preaching. And then we ask them, you know Krishna? Yes, I know Krishna. So you're doing some bhajan also. Oh yeah, 2 minutes in the morning and during the day I always remember him. Although they are not. Because it is not so easy. And then we may mention to them, but maybe we should do a little more. Because we don't know when is the last moment in our life. Unless we consult an astrologer. But even by consulting an astrologer, we cannot exactly say when we are going to leave this body. He can give some hint. At this time, you have to be careful. You may leave your body. And then again, after 2 years, the period, bad period is over, then he may see that there's a good time for 10 years. And again, then it will be seen in the chart. And then again, there's a difficult time. You may leave the body. So when we are leaving the body, we don't know. The first time, which is not so auspicious, or the second time. We don't know. So we have to be careful and be always prepared at any moment. So we should be ready to give up this body. But as we know, and as Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was asked from Yamaraj, what is the most amazing thing? And so then he was replying that I am seeing my father has left this body. Even maybe my son or my friend has left the body. But I'm thinking, I'm also going to die. I know, but not just now, after some time. Even as devotees, we think the same way. Oh yes, we are devotees and we will live and we are eternal, no problem. So, and we will live for a long time because we are devotees. Usually it is true, Krishna is merciful to the devotees and sometimes is prolonging their life, but not always. And devotees, they leave their bodies also early sometimes. Get cancer at the age of 40 or 30 even, or accident, any time, even when they are young. So it happens. So we don't know. And it is true, as explained here, that in old age it is difficult, as Prabhupada is explaining. Due to the invalidity of old age, one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness, however opulent he may be materially. So materialistic person, they are thinking like that in India especially, yes, when I old, then I will do bhajan. But it is not possible when you are old to do bhajan, unless you have exceptional good health, which is rare. But otherwise, after 50, Prabhupada has explained in one purport, it is difficult to do one's duty. And then he's writing, up to 52 one can, but then 2-3 years more we may push ourselves, and then 55, usually it is very difficult. And therefore at 55 it is good time for retirement. So therefore we have to prepare ourselves and try to become Krishna conscious. Even while we are in good health and strength, and when we are not so old, so we have to endeavor always. And although old age may come, and that is durbhagya, it is an unfortunate situation, but still, if we are then embracing Krishna consciousness, then we can overcome this old age. And somehow, yena tena prakarena, Krishna manani shevayat. So somehow or the other we have to try to remember Krishna. As it is said, by hook or by crook, somehow we have to just remember Krishna. Whatever is happening in this world, we have to see as Krishna's arrangement. If good things are coming, this is Krishna's mercy also. Always we think in this way, if things are not working out so well, if there are problems, that is also Krishna's mercy. We see everything as Krishna's mercy. So even old age, it is Krishna's mercy also. So we can remain humble and understand I am very insignificant. And I need the mercy of Guru, Gauranga and Krishna. So always we should be aware of that. So then in old age we can, we always supposed to be dependent on Krishna, but that's another impetus to be more dependent on Krishna when one is not able to serve so much anymore, the brain is not working so well anymore. Then we have to really pray to Guru and Gauranga to please help us so we can remember him, so we can do some little seva. So that is there. And so then, even though we may be in old age, then it is still possible to make more advancement and to do some substantial service, especially if we have some experience in our life, then we may give this to others, this experience of our life. So in this way we may do some more service, and then others, they may benefit from that, especially those who are brahminically inclined. So they have studied the scriptures, they have worshipped the deities, they have done some yajna, so they may teach that to others. And then others, they will benefit from that and they will be very grateful. And in this way we may increase our service. But even if you are not so brahminically inclined, still we can always have this mood of trying to help others. And for example, we may distribute books, and for that even if we are not so brahminically inclined or very learned, but it is not so difficult to distribute some books. And even when one is a little older, one can still distribute some books, and actually coming in contact with other people, and then they will ask some questions, and in this way you may become enlivened, and we will get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we may be able to cross over this stage of old age. Or we may distribute some prasadam to others. If one is not able to distribute books or doesn't feel so inspired, it is not everyone's nature to approach the people. But we can then distribute prasadam, that is a little easier, and mostly people, they are very much eager to take some prasadam. Or even, for example, in the temple one can distribute charanamrit, like we had many devotees in old age, then they distribute charanamrit, a very wonderful service. So somehow we have to try to be still engaged in devotional service, and then we can overcome this old age. And the process is there of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnusvananam, parasevanam, achanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmani, vedanam. We try to surrender everything to Krishna, our own self, our consciousness, our soul, we ourselves. We try to surrender to Krishna, and we try to think about Krishna, speak about Krishna, and somehow the senses have to be engaged in Krishna's seva. And understand that we are the eternal sons of Krishna. In this purport to this verse, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, Prabhupada is explaining, if one is simply understanding that I am the eternal servant of Krishna, and if he is serving in this, with this feeling, he will make advancement in spiritual life. And as Mahaprabhu also said, Ayinanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavantpado Kripayatava Parapankaja Stidarisarisham Vijintaya. I'm an eternal servant. I'm your eternal servant, Krishna. Please place me at your lotus feet. So we have to pray to Krishna, so to please help us. Because we are trying to even remember Krishna, but we are trying to serve Krishna, we are trying to glorify Krishna, but especially in old age it becomes more difficult. But then we have to pray, we even have to cry for Krishna, please help me, so I may be situated at your lotus feet. So this feeling should be there, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. And then we may perform devotional service. Or is this mentioned, we should chant holy names with some bandha gyan, always knowing I am the eternal servant of Krishna. In this way we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But then we should go a little further also. We are the eternal servant of Krishna, but Sakyam, Krishna is our best friend. And we may have friends in this world, But many times we have experience, we make friendship with somebody, but then something is happening and then this friendship breaks. Or otherwise also, as we know, so when we get older we have friendship, but then one after the other our friends, they're leaving this world also, and then we may be alone. If we are old and then all our good friends are gone, then the young devotees still, we may try to have friendship, but the young people, they want to be with young devotees. So, but Krishna is there in our heart. He's there in the deity form. He's there in the holy names. So we have to understand that he's our best friend. And so we have to establish our relationship with Krishna. And understand that he's our best friend. So relationship, what does it mean? So there's an exchange. And in spirit life, it is a loving exchange with Krishna. So therefore, so we have to actually practice that and see the deities, and then, so we may offer something to Krishna, we offer our service, we offer some gift to the deities, we offer some garlands, we offer some prayers, Nama Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane, Gauratvise Namaha. Or we may chant like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 20 very beautiful verses. Ramani jana sangha sukham chasake charame bayadam purushataharam harinama sudara samattamatir bhajagodumakana na kunjavidum. So bhajagodumakana na kunjavidum. So he's saying, so that bhaja, I'm worshipping Godrum Kanana Kunjavidum, the moon of the Godrum forest. Vidum, that is the moon, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gora Chandra, I worship him. And then as we're saying here, his, the whole thing about here is the attraction towards the opposite sex, as here he's trying to, Narada Muni is trying to tell Prachani Barishat that should be given up, and attachment to this material world, and especially to the opposite sex. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur there is saying also, Ramani jana sangha sukham chasake. Hey, my dear friend, he's saying that the pleasure which you think you can have with the Ramani, with a beautiful woman, that is actually a taking away purushartha haram, the real benefit of the human being. Purusha art, the real thing which we should achieve is Premata Paman Mahan Prem. So, and but by associating with woman, then this is taking away this good fortune of coming in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. So, and then Charame Bayadam, and actually it creates a fearful situation. And you will see the next verses, Narada Muni is explaining about how Yajara old age was there, she was unfortunate, and then she's meeting Bhaya, the fear. So when old age is there, then automatically fear is coming also. Especially in the material world, people are coming old, and then they're realizing, well, now looks like, because they know I have to give up the body, and the whole life they try to push away this thing. Oh, that? No, I don't want to hear about that. If you would try to speak to some persons about that, no need to talk about that. I want to enjoy now. I want to enjoy, I'm young. Let's enjoy. So they're pushing away that. No, we don't want to hear about that. But then old age is coming, and then they're realizing, well, my body's getting old, and then they're realizing more easily. Looks like I'm also having to face the fact that I have to die. Usually they will not say leave the body, I have to die. Because they identifying with this body. And then they're becoming very fearful because they don't know what will happen. So they're very much afraid. So, but of course the devotees, because they know they're not this body, so they're not so fearful, but of course when you're in this body, and actually this is an emotion, fear is an emotion, and in the spiritual world there's transcendental fear also. So devotees, when they get old, they are not so much afraid of death, but maybe sometimes some feeling is there and I'm not able to do anything, and then they may fear, may I be able to go back to Krishna? So whatever the case, so even the fear may be there, but they are simply remembering Krishna, and then they be depending on Krishna. Even if you have to take birth again, ultimately doesn't matter. Because Krishna is very merciful, and He will help me so I can continue my devotional life. And if I can gain perfection, then I can go and join the pastimes of Krishna. So the devotees are not afraid. So then he's saying this verse, Harinama Sudara Samatamatir. And then, so what we should do to counteract that situation of becoming attracted to the opposite sex? So that is by chanting Harinama Sudara Samatamatir. So the consciousness, the matta, the matir, should be absorbed in Harinama Sudarasa, in the Harinam, which is completely transcendental, and it is actually a notion of bliss. And then he's also giving a very other beautiful verse, Hari Sevaka Sevana Dharma Paro. Harinama rasamrita panarata natidaina dara paramanayato bhajagodoma kanana kunjavidum. So again, I offer my obeisances to the moon, or I worship the moon of Godrum Drip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he's giving some instruction. Hari sevaka sevana dharma paro. What is the highest dharma? So paradharma. So that he's saying that actually Hari Sevaka Sevana, we should serve the servants of Hari. And then Hari Nama Rasamrita Panarata. So we should become attached to the Amrit, to the nectar of Hari Nam. And then he's saying also Nati Daina Daya Paramanayato. Nati Daina Daya. So we should always be very simple and respectful towards others, and not expect any respect, and then being merciful to others, daya, give the mercy, as Mahabharata is mentioned, Chaitanya Bhagavat, nam ruchi, Vaishnav seva, jiva doya, we should get the nam ruchi, taste for the holy names, and then we should serve the Vaishnavas, and then we should do jiva doya, help the others, the conditioned souls, paramana yato. So we should always be very respectful towards all Vaishnavas, towards all living entities actually, and feel the compassion for those who are conditioned in this material world. So offering prayers, vandanam, is very important actually, and very helpful. It will give the, in these prayers, then we can get the mood of these great acharyas. And then by having the mood of the great acharyas, then Mahaprabhu will be pleased, and then we'll be able to chant properly the holy names. And then we can make a very nice advancement in our spiritual life and realize ourselves, and then our relationship with Krishna, and then we can help others so properly. And in this way, so then, yes, then we can have varam, the benediction of the Supreme Lord. Here it is mentioned that Jara old age, she blessed King Yayati, so... And so of course he was very materialistic, and so, but we also, we may ask the blessings from old age, that although we may be in old age, we may still be able to remember Krishna and still serve Krishna. So in this way we may also, we are not afraid to embrace old age. But at the same time, what we actually really want is to embrace Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, and then give up the embracement of this material world, this Maya Devi. So we have to try to do that. Of course, that is only possible with a transcendental body, either as a friend of Krishna or a gopi, then we can embrace Krishna. Otherwise, it is not possible. With the material consciousness, we cannot. With the material body, we cannot embrace Krishna. So we have to come to this transcendental platform, become detached from this material world. But it is not so easy, and we have to practice for a long time and pray and beg for the mercy then we may become detached from this material world, and we may become attached to Krishna. So asakti, becoming attached to Krishna and detached from this material world. So that we should try to achieve. And then beyond that, of course, then comes bhava-vasta, but first we should try to become detached from this world and attached to Krishna and chant the holy names with ruchi, with some pleasure. So by performing properly this process and by praying and by, constantly chanting even while doing seva. And so Prabhupada used to say minimum 16 rounds. So of course we have to do seva, we have to preach, we have to help others, we have to study. But at the same time, we may also chant some extra rounds sometimes. For example, on Ekadashi, on some festival days, if you are not pujari, pujaris usually are very busy on festival days, but others may not so be busy. So they may chant more japa, or they may take part in kirtan, harinam kirtan, and that is the most effective way to increase the nam ruchi, the taste for the holy names. Mostly it is more difficult to have ruchi in japa, and devotees, when they are together with others, then they will get the taste for chanting the holy names, because it is easier when we are together with devotees, and then Maya Devi has not so much strength to disturb us. But ultimately we have to see that our japa becomes good also, and we get nam ruchi not only in kirtan but in japa also, so that we may properly progress and then realize our spiritual form. Sakshatkar, Atma Sakshatkar. That is actually what we want. Not just the theoretical understanding or knowledge that I am not this body, but the practical realization that we are not this body. And then there is no more old age and no more disease and no more death. Although it may come, but one is not affected or not so much affected. And then even if one has to take birth again, but if one is advanced, it doesn't matter. One will simply continue with the seva. Hare Krishna, it is 9 o'clock, we should stop so we can have some questions maybe. 1 or 2 minutes. Anyone has any question? Yes, one question. Microphone is here? Microphone? No microphone? Okay, you speak. The soul? The soul was in the past. The soul is a present, soul will be in the future. Yes, you're completely right, yes. The soul is eternal. Yes. Yes. So we have this knowledge, and so if you can see past, present and future as a devotee, that is the question? Yeah, yes, yes. Yes, if we can see past, present and future. Yes. To some extent, Krishna is known as Trikalagya. He knows past, present and future. He knows everything very nicely. He knows everyone's past, present and future. So the devotees, they are surrendered to Krishna. The pure devotees, they are also known as Trikalagya. They can also know past, present and future, but only what Krishna wants them to know. So we cannot know everything. So the devotees actually, they don't mind. It's not that I want to know everything. Okay, what this devotee, he was in his last life. What is he thinking? So everything. So only a pure devotee may know if Krishna wants. So he's not so eager to know everything, the pure devotee. He simply wants to love Krishna. He wants to serve Krishna. And he wants to help others. And then that is dependent on Krishna. He's not asking Krishna, so what was this devotee in the last life? No. It doesn't matter. He wants to engage everyone in Krishna seva, and so what Krishna wants him to tell, that he will accept, and then he will in this way then try to help. So, but the pure devotees, many times they will have some revelation what this devotee was in the last life, or this person was, even about ordinary people. They know what they wear. They may know by Krishna's arrangement. One time Prabhupada was saying about one person, I think it was in Sweden, or he was not a nice person when he was there, and then he had just left the body, and then Prabhupada said, so he has become a dog in the same family. So pure devotee, he can know. Krishna can tell him. So like that. So he may know the pure devotee. And but for example, if you are, even if you are a devotee like, for example, Madhyamadikari, and you can understand many things by surrendering to Krishna, and even about your own self, to some extent you can have some understanding what you might have been in your last life, and what you will be also in your last life, if you are Krishna conscious. So then Krishna will reveal some things, but exactly what you wear, maybe Krishna doesn't want to tell you. But you may know many things. And even, for example, about other devotees, when you are experienced. If, for example, one devotee is coming to you and, you know, to the spiritual master, and he can exactly see where he is going by his thinking, by his speaking, by his activities. So like that. So you may know. So therefore, devotee, he can say, he can see the past, the present, and he can tell the future. He may tell one devotee that you will have problem in the very near future in your spiritual life if he's not following strictly. So he can see the things in this way. Is that alright? Okay. Anything else? One more thing, yes. Sometimes you fall asleep while chanting, yes. Who is he chanting when you're falling asleep? Yeah. So you're chanting Hare Krishna, falling asleep. Yeah, still the same Jivatma is there, still falling asleep, but still chanting also. It is possible. Still, you're chanting. It is not that Krishna is on your tongue. Because when Krishna is on your tongue, you're not falling asleep. Then you're awake. Then tears will be coming from your eyes. So when you are falling asleep while chanting, that is you as Jivatma who is come over by the Tamagun and the Rajagun, and that still, but because this chanting was going on, it is still going on. But it is still because of the presence of you, and you're not fully asleep. If you are fully asleep, that means you're half asleep when you're still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram. But when you're fully falling asleep, then you will not be chanting. But when you're half asleep and then you're chanting and then half chanting and then you realize, oh, I'm also sleeping almost. Then you can wake up and you continue. So you're still the same Jivatma is there but covered by Tamagun. So we have to try to rise above the modes of nature and to be in Sattvagun and not fall asleep. And then we should come to the platform of Shuddha Sattva. On the transcendental platform, and then chant on the transcendental platform, and then you will not fall asleep. And later on then comes the transcendental emotions will come from the soul, and then there's a loving exchange with Krishna. And then on that platform then sometimes tear may come while you're chanting, or the voice may choke up, and then you may see Krishna. Then now you will fall asleep, you will not fall asleep. And then later on in the perfect state of Shuddhanam, then you may see Krishna's pastimes. So, but it takes time to come to this higher level of chanting. But we have to practice and then we have to cry. If we see that, nothing is happening. I'm chanting, but I'm falling asleep still. I'm not seeing Krishna. I cannot really feel His presence much. So means we have to really work very hard now on ourselves and pray and try to maybe get some guidance from those who are a little more advanced, so we may be able to chant better like that. So we have to try to come at least to the platform of Nabhabhas, chanting without offenses, and then getting some realization of Krishna's form. In the beginning, it is not that you see Krishna as he is and playing the flute and saying, my dear devotee, how are you? And he's shaking your hand. Hare Krishna. No. In the beginning we only see like when it is cloudy. It was just foggy a few weeks ago. So then it is cloudy, then you see suddenly somebody coming, but you cannot really recognize. But then he comes very near, then you can see. Then you can shake the hand. So like our consciousness on Namabhasa, it is still cloudy. So we cannot see Krishna properly. But on a platform on Namabhasa, you can slightly see something there of the form of Krishna. And if you chant really good, it becomes more prominent. Then you can see like this. So then you have to see that we can come to our, to this platform. That you can feel the presence and see already slightly something. And then pray more and more so that the cloud is going away. The curtain of Maya is going away and you can directly see Krishna. So from Namaparad you should come to Namabhas and then from there Shudanam. So this is a gradual progress. You know, you chant, first you chant and then offenses, then you don't perform offenses, then you chant Namabhas, then it is going nicely, but still then due to conditioning sometimes we again commit offenses, we go down again, we pick up ourselves up, then you go ahead, it is going better and better, and then suddenly you may chant Shudanam, and then you will be, then tears will be coming from your eyes, but then only maybe a few seconds. And then again you're chanting just Namabhas and then like this. So it is a gradual progress. So we should see that we come at least to the platform of Namabhas in this life and be fixed and get some taste, some realization, and then pray for Shudanam. Okay? What's that? How many have reached this level? Oh well. Yeah, it is not that nobody has reached it is. Yeah, of course. How many? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't... Krishna didn't tell me how many in ISKCON are chanting Shudanam and how many are chanting Namabhas. Even I didn't ask him, you know, because I know even if I ask him, he will not tell me. Because it doesn't matter. We should try ourselves to come to the platform of Namabhas. That counts. Don't worry about others. But you can be sure there are always some who are chanting Shudanam. But there are very few who are chanting Shudanam. But we may pray to Krishna, please let me have the association of those who are chanting Shudanam, so that in their association I can also chant Shudanam. If nobody is around, then you pray, please Krishna, let me have the association of those who are chanting Namabhas, so I can also chant Namabhas. Like that. So, yes. Yeah, so you pray to Mahaprabhu. You pray to Mahaprabhu, there's no other way. Mahaprabhu is there and he will tell you who is chanting Namabhas. So you pray to him and maybe it will take a few days to tell you. Maybe a few years. Yeah, then he may tell you. But if you're sincere, then Krishna or Mahaprabhu will guide you to somebody who is chanting Namabhas and then you may take his association, then you can also chant Namabhas and then you will be happy. And then Jara, old age, will not bother you too much and diseases. Okay? Alright. Hare Krishna. Grant Raj Ma Bhagavatam ki. Sisi Gonitai ki. Sisi Krishna Bharam ki. Sisi Radha Shamasundar ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. So now, if you don't have taste for a Nam, so you can take some prasad. Okay, that is easy to have a taste for prasad.